With Jhana Soni, Part 1, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. The Brahmin Ceremony of Descent. Now at that time it was the Sabbath. The Brahmin Jhana Soni had bathed his head and dressed in a new pair of linen robes. Holding a handful of fresh grass, he stood to one side, not far from the Buddha. The Buddha saw him and said, "Brahmin, why have you bathed your head and dressed in a new pair of linen robes? Why are you standing to one side holding a handful of fresh grass? What's going on today with the Brahmin clan?" "Worthy Gotama, today is the ceremony of descent for the Brahmin clan." "But how do the Brahmins observe the ceremony of descent?" "Well, worthy Gotama, on the Sabbath, the Brahmins bathe their heads and dress in a new pair of linen robes. They make a heap of fresh cow dung and spread it with green grass. Then they make their beds between the boundary and the fire chamber. That night they rise three times and worship the fire with joined palms. We descend, Lord, we descend, Lord. And they serve the fire with abundant ghee, oil and butter. And when the night has passed, they serve the Brahmins with delicious fresh and cooked foods. That's how the Brahmins observe the ceremony of descent." "The ceremony of descent observed by the Brahmins is quite different from that observed in the training of the Noble One." "But worthy Gotama, how is the ceremony of descent observed in the training of the Noble One? Worthy Gotama, please teach me this." "Well then, Brahmin, listen and apply your mind well. I will speak." "Yes, worthy sir," Jhana Soni replied. The Buddha said this: "It's when a noble disciple reflects, killing living creatures has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up killing living creatures. They descend from killing living creatures. Stealing has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up stealing. They descend from stealing. Sexual misconduct has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up sexual misconduct. They descend from sexual misconduct. Lying has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up lying. They descend from lying. Divisive speech has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up divisive speech. They descend from divisive speech. Harsh speech has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up harsh speech. They descend from harsh speech. Talking nonsense has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up talking nonsense. They descend from talking nonsense. Covetousness has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up covetousness. They descend from covetousness. Ill will has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up ill will. They descend from ill will. Wrong view has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up wrong view. They descend from wrong view. This is the ceremony of descent in the training of the Noble One. The ceremony of descent observed by the Brahmins is quite different from that observed in the training of the Noble One. And worthy Gotama, the ceremony of descent observed by the Brahmins is not worth a 16th part of the ceremony of descent observed in the training of the Noble One. Excellent, worthy Gotama. Excellent. From this day forth, may the worthy Gotama remember me as a lay follower who has gone for refuge for life. The Noble Descent. Mendicants, I will teach you the Noble Descent. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. Yes, sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. And what, mendicants, is the noble descent? It's when a noble disciple reflects, killing living creatures has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up killing living creatures. They descend from killing living creatures. Stealing has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up stealing. They descend from stealing. Sexual misconduct has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up sexual misconduct. They descend from sexual misconduct. Lying has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up lying. They descend from lying. Divisive speech has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up divisive speech. They descend from divisive speech. Harsh speech has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up harsh speech. They descend from harsh speech. Talking nonsense has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up talking nonsense. They descend from talking nonsense. Covetousness has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up covetousness. They descend from covetousness. Ill will has a bad result in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up ill will. They descend from ill will. Wrong view has a bad result both in the present life and in lives to come. Reflecting like this, they give up wrong view. They descend from wrong view. This is called the noble descent. With Sangharava. Then Sangharava, the Brahmin, went up to the Buddha and exchanged greetings with him. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, he sat down to one side and said to the Buddha, Worthy Gotama, what is the near shore and what is the far shore? Killing living creatures is the near shore, Brahmin, and not killing living creatures is the far shore. Stealing is the near shore, and not stealing is the far shore. Sexual misconduct is the near shore, and avoiding sexual misconduct is the far shore. Lying is the near shore, and not lying is the far shore. Divisive speech is the near shore, and avoiding divisive speech is the far shore. Harsh speech is the near shore, and avoiding harsh speech is the far shore. Talking nonsense is the near shore, and avoiding talking nonsense is the far shore. Covetousness is the near shore, and contentment is the far shore. Ill will is the near shore, and goodwill is the far shore. Wrong view is the near shore, and right view is the far shore. This is the near shore, and this is the far shore. Few are those among humans who cross to the far shore. The rest just run around on the near shore. When the teaching is well explained, those who practice accordingly are the ones who will cross over death's dominion so hard to pass. Rid of dark qualities, an astute person should develop the bright. Leaving home behind for the seclusion so hard to enjoy, try to find satisfaction there, having left behind sensual pleasures. Owning nothing, an astute person should cleanse themselves of mental corruptions. And those whose minds are rightly developed in the awakening factors, letting go of attachments, they delight in not grasping, with defilements ended, brilliant, they are quenched in this world. The near shore. Mendicants, I will teach you the near shore and the far shore. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. And what, mendicants, is the near shore? What is the far shore? Killing living creatures is the near shore, mendicants, and not killing living creatures is the far shore. Stealing is the near shore, and not stealing is the far shore. Sexual misconduct is the near shore, and avoiding sexual misconduct is the far shore. Lying is the near shore, and not lying is the far shore. Divisive speech is the near shore, and avoiding divisive speech is the far shore. Harsh speech is the near shore, and avoiding harsh speech is the far shore. Talking nonsense is the near shore, and avoiding talking nonsense is the far shore. Covetousness is the near shore, and contentment is the far shore. Ill will is the near shore, and goodwill is the far shore. Wrong view is the near shore, and right view is the far shore. This is the near shore, and this is the far shore. Few are those among humans who cross to the far shore. The rest just run around on the near shore. When the teaching is well explained, those who practice accordingly are the ones who will cross over death's dominion so hard to pass. Rid of dark qualities, an astute person should develop the bright. Leaving home behind for the seclusion so hard to enjoy, try to find satisfaction there, having left behind sensual pleasures. Owning nothing, an astute person should cleanse themselves of mental corruptions. And those whose minds are rightly developed in the awakening factors, letting go of attachments, they delight in not grasping. With defilements ended, brilliant, they are quenched in this world. Bad principles, first. Mendicants, you should know bad principles with bad results. And you should know good principles with good results. Knowing these things, your practice should follow the good principles with good results. And what are bad principles with bad results? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. These are called bad principles with bad results. And what are good principles with good results? Avoiding killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct. Avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical. Contentment, goodwill and right view. These are called good principles with good results. You should know bad principles with bad results, and you should know good principles with good results. Knowing these things, your practice should follow the good principles with good results. That's what I said, and this is why I said it. Bad principles, second. Mendicants, you should know bad principles and good principles, and you should know bad results and good results. Knowing these things, your practice should follow the good principles with good results. That is what the Buddha said. When he had spoken, the Holy One got up from his seat and entered his dwelling. Soon after the Buddha left, those mendicants considered. The Buddha gave us this brief summary recital, then entered his dwelling without explaining the meaning in detail. You should know bad principles and good principles. And you should know bad results and good results. Knowing these things, your practice should follow the good principles with good results. Who can explain in detail the meaning of this brief summary recital given by the Buddha? Then those mendicants thought, this venerable Mahakachana is praised by the Buddha and esteemed by his sensible spiritual companions. He is capable of explaining in detail the meaning of this brief summary recital given by the Buddha. Let's go to him and ask him about this matter. As he answers, so we'll remember it. Then those mendicants went to Mahakachana and exchanged greetings with him. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, they sat down to one side. They told him what had happened and said, "May Venerable Mahakachana please explain this." "Reverends, suppose there was a person in need of heartwood, and while wandering in search of heartwood, he'd come across a large tree standing with heartwood. But he'd pass over the roots and trunk, imagining that the heartwood should be sought in the branches and leaves. Such is the consequence for the venerables. Though you were face to face with the Buddha, you overlooked him, imagining that you should ask me about this matter. For he is the Buddha, the one who knows and sees. He is vision, he is knowledge. He is the manifestation of principle, he is the manifestation of divinity. He is the teacher, the proclaimer, the elucidator of meaning, the bestower of freedom from death, the Lord of truth, the realized one. That was the time to approach the Buddha and ask about this matter. You should have remembered it in line with the Buddha's answer. Certainly he is the Buddha, the one who knows and sees. He is vision, he is knowledge, he is the manifestation of principle, he is the manifestation of divinity, he is the teacher, the proclaimer, the elucidator of meaning, the bestower of freedom from death, the Lord of truth, the realized one. That was the time to approach the Buddha and ask about this matter. We should have remembered it in line with the Buddha's answer. Still, Venerable Mahakachana is praised by the Buddha and esteemed by his sensible spiritual companions. He is capable of explaining in detail the meaning of this brief summary recital given by the Buddha. Please explain this, if it's no trouble." "Well then, Reverends, listen and apply your mind well. I will speak." "Yes, Reverend," they replied. Mahakachana said this, "Reverends, the Buddha gave this brief summary recital, then entered his dwelling without explaining the meaning in detail. You should know bad principles and good principles, and practice accordingly." "So what are bad principles? What are good principles? What are bad results, and what are good results?" "Killing living creatures is a bad principle. Not killing living creatures is a good principle. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by killing living creatures are bad results. And the many skillful qualities fully developed because of not killing living creatures are good results. Stealing is a bad principle. Not stealing is a good principle. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by stealing are bad results, and the many skillful qualities fully developed because of not stealing are good results. Sexual misconduct is a bad principle. Avoiding sexual misconduct is a good principle. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by sexual misconduct are bad results, and the many skillful qualities fully developed because of avoiding sexual misconduct are good results. Lying is a bad principle. Not lying is a good principle. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by lying are bad results. And the many skillful qualities fully developed because of not lying are good results. Divisive speech is a bad principle. Avoiding divisive speech is a good principle. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by divisive speech are bad results, and the many skillful qualities fully developed because of avoiding divisive speech are good results. Harsh speech is a bad principle. Avoiding harsh speech is a good principle. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by harsh speech are bad results, and the many skillful qualities fully developed because of avoiding harsh speech are good results. Talking nonsense is a bad principle. Avoiding talking nonsense is a good principle. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by talking nonsense are bad results. And the many skillful qualities fully developed because of avoiding talking nonsense are good results. Covetousness is a bad principle. Contentment is a good principle. And the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by covetousness are bad results, and the many skillful qualities fully developed because of contentment are good results. Ill will is a bad principle, good will is a good principle, and the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by ill will are bad results, and the many skillful qualities fully developed because of good will are good results. Wrong view is a bad principle, right view is a good principle, and the many bad, unskillful qualities produced by wrong view are bad results, and the many skillful qualities fully developed because of right view are good results. The Buddha gave this brief summary recital, then entered his dwelling without explaining the meaning in detail. You should know bad principles and good principles and practice accordingly. And this is how I understand the detailed meaning of this summary recital. If you wish, you may go to the Buddha and ask him about this. You should remember it in line with the Buddha's answer. Yes, Reverend, said those mendicants, approving and agreeing with what Mahakachana said. Then they rose from their seats and went to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side, and told him what had happened. Then they said, Sir, we went to Mahakachana and asked him about this matter. And Mahakachana clearly explained the meaning to us in this manner, with these words and phrases. Good, good, mendicants. Mahakachana is astute. He has great wisdom. If you came to me and asked this question, I would answer it in exactly the same way as Mahakachana. That is what it means, and that's how you should remember it.